everybody. Good morning. So let's start this yoga practice by taking a comfortable seat. We'll close our eyes and take a moment to focus on the breath. So breathing a little deeper than you were before, a little more consciously, but still naturally. Let your head drop down and roll from side to side. Now we come back to center and bring our hands to our heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body. Peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. Now, as you inhale, let your arms circle up and into the sky. And then exhale, let your arms drift back down to the mat. You can keep your eyes closed if you'd like, or have them open, whatever feels good. Moving with your breath. Now one more time, reach up and into the sky. And then let's fold forward as we exhale. Plant your hands onto the mat, step your feet back, come to downward facing dog. Pushing ourselves away from our hands, we take a nice big stretch into the body. Step your heels up and down like you were walking in place. Let's walk our hands back to our feet, folding into a forward bend, customizing every pose for your own body, your own needs. And then walk your hands forward again and find your way back to downward facing dog. And from here, we'll set our knees to the mat. We'll sit down onto our feet. With an inhale, cross your arms and rise up and open. And then exhale, cross your arms flowing down. Moving with your own breath. One more time, up and open. This time folding forward, reach your arms out in front of you. Sink your hips into your heels and make a comfortable little nest here, child's pose. Take care of yourself during this practice, and anytime you'd like to stop and rest, you're welcome to come back to child's pose. Now let's dig our toes into the mat, lift our hips to the sky, return to downward facing dog, and step your right foot forward. Left knee touches down on the mat, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, bring the hands back down, and step the right foot back. We'll move our shoulders forward so they're above the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale and lower down to the ground. Inhale, roll your shoulders back, reach your heart forward, cobra. And then hips again to heels, child's pose. And toes curl under the feet. We step into downward facing dog. And now step the left foot forward. Right knee touches down, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands back onto the mat, and the left foot steps back. Come forward again, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. With the inhale, we rise into cobra, and then hips back to heels, child's pose. Touch your toes to the floor, find your way to downward facing dog, and now walk your feet up to meet your hands. Inhale, rise all the way up. Let your hands touch above you and then drop your arms to your sides. And let's warm up the spine with little twists from side to side. Let your arms fly freely as you go side to side. And begin to slow these little twists down. And then eventually they become still. Step to the very front of your mat, sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. We'll slide the hips down and back, chair pose. And then come all the way up again. You can lean back for a little bit of a back bend if you want to. And then dive down. Inhale, come up halfway. Now touch your hands to the mat. Step your right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. So knee up or down. Inhale, arms to the sky. Exhale, hands to the mat. Step the left foot back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And then exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Take your right leg up into the sky. Now step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Hands come back to the mat again. We step the left foot up to join the right. Inhale all the way up. Hips down and back, chair pose. And then all the way up again. Maybe you'll lean back like before. And then dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. Now bring your hands to the mat. Reach your left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms to the sky. And then hands back to the mat. And the right foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling back to downward facing dog. Left leg up into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And bring hands back to the mat again. Step the right foot all the way forward. Inhale up into the sky. Exhale chair. Come back up again. One more time if you'd like that little lean back. And then dive down. Inhale, halfway up. And then we take hands to the mat. We walk our feet back. And let's step into downward facing dog. Feeling a little more awakened, a little more alive now that we've begun this movement. So we begin our standing flows now. Reach your right leg up into the sky. Step the right foot forward. Set your back foot flat down. Warrior one. Arms reach to the sky, deep bend in the front knee. I feel as you breathe in and out, a feeling of strength in this warrior one, but also a feeling of ease. So in each pose, we're looking for that combination of strength and ease. Hands come down to the mat. Step onto your right foot and lift your left leg up to the sky, standing splits. Now the left foot steps down next to the right. Take your right hand around the outside of the left ankle. Left arm to the sky as we take a twist. Now the twist comes back around. We'll lift up halfway and give our back a nice stretch after the twist. And then folding forward, take your left hand around the right ankle and take the right arm to the sky, twisting the other way. Come back around again. Lift up halfway. And then fold forward. Take an inhale all the way up. Touch hands overhead. Drop your arms to your sides. Swing one arm to the front and one arm to the back. A little bend in the knees as you swing your arms. Now both arms to the back. And then both arms up to the sky. Round and round. Make great big circles. Next time you reach up, bring hands into your heart, sink the hips down and back, chair pose. Rise up from the chair, burst open, dive all the way down. As hands touch the mat, step your right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. So you can always take your knee to the mat or have your legs straight in the back. Strength and ease. Now reach your arms behind you. Catch your fingers behind your back and then push your hands and shoulders back as you let your heart spread wide open. And release the hands. They float up to the sky and then back down to the mat. And we'll step the left foot back. The vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And then exhaling back to downward facing dog. Now walk your hands back to your feet. And then with an inhale, come all the way up, sun breaths. Exhaling all the way down, flowing with your breath. An inhale of strength. An exhale of ease. One more time, reaching to the sky. And then hands come to the mat. We'll walk the hands forward until we're back in downward facing dog. Now take your left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward, back foot flat down, warrior one. Combining strength and ease. Can you feel them both at the same time? Your hands reach down to the mat. We step onto the left foot, right foot to the sky, standing splits. And then the right foot steps down next to the left. Take your right hand around the left ankle, a nice twist to the left. Bring your twist around, lift up halfway and stretch your back out straight. And then folding forward, we take the left hand around the right ankle and a twist to the right. Coming back around, stretch your back straight. Fold forward and catch a nice strong inhale all the way up. Hands touch overhead and then come to our sides. One arm to the front and one arm to the back as we swing. Both arms go back and then they both go up to the sky and round and round. And then reach up, bring hands into your heart, hips down and back, chair pose. Rise up, burst open, dive all the way down. Hands touch the mat, let's step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And then hands reach behind the back. connecting the fingers, pushing hands and shoulders back, stretching the heart center wide open. Release your hands, let them drift up, and then hands come back to the mat, and we step back. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank, exhale lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling, we're back to downward facing dog, and let's walk our hands back to our feet. Sun breath, inhale, strength all the way up. Exhale, ease, floating down. Move with your breath. Rising up one more time. And then hands come to the mat. We'll walk our hands forward. And let's again find downward facing dog. Take your right leg up into the sky. Now take a very big step forward with your right foot. Lay your back foot flat down. And we open to warrior two. Body facing sideways. Arms reach parallel to the floor. But we look straight down the line of the front arm. Strength. And ease. Feel the strength in your arms and your legs here, but feel ease in your shoulders as you relax. Feel ease in your breath. Take a little reach forward. Turn your right hand over and then reach it up and across the sky behind you. Left hand dripping down the left leg. Reverse warrior. Now bend the right arm and lay it across the right thigh or reach to the floor. Left arm now up to the sky, side angle pose. Now let's take the left arm on a great big circle. Reach around toward the back of your mat. Pass your back leg. Point down to the floor. When you point to the front of your mat, straighten your right leg. And as you finish the circle, triangle pose. And then hands come down to the mat. And we'll step back to side plank with the right hand on the mat. So either lay your right knee down and lift your left arm to the sky, or start with your legs straight and tip your plank pose over on its side. If you want, you can take more circles with your left arm. Full range of motion, round and round. And then come all the way around for the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling back to downward facing dog. Walk hands back to your feet. Sun breaths. Feel the inhale full of strength. The exhale full of ease. One more time, coming up with an inhale. Back to the mat with the exhale. Walk the hands forward and come to downward facing dog. Take your left leg now up to the sky. Another very wide step with the left foot. Back foot comes flat. Warrior two. Thank you. little reach forward. Turn the left hand over, reaching up across the sky, reverse warrior. In times in your life when you need strength, take a big inhale and feel the strength of your breath. At times in your life when you need to practice more ease, take a deep exhale. Let's bend the left arm, lay it across the left thigh, or reach to the ground, side ankle pose. Sometimes you need to find a greater balance of strength and ease. You can find that balance in your breath. Now let's begin to circle the right arm around to the back, passing by the back leg, pointing to the floor. When you point to the front of your mat, the left leg straightens, and we reach to the sky triangle pose. And then hands come down to the mat. Let's step back, side plank, left hand on the mat. So either lay your left knee down or take a straight leg plank over on its side. And again, if you want to circle with the right arm, you can take full range of motion circles. And then come back around to downward facing dog, the vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Walk your hands back to your feet. Come all the way up with the strength of your inhale. All the way down with the ease of your exhale. Sun breaths. Rise up one more time. And then hands come back to the mat. We walk our hands forward and return to downward facing dog. Right leg up to the sky. Step your right foot forward and then walk your way around to the long side of your mat. Bring hands under the thighs as you lift up to stand. Let's take a back bend here. Make fists at your low back. Put your feet deep into the ground. Roll the shoulders back and lean back. And do whatever back bend feels good for you, customizing it to your own body. Carefully come up, slide your hands around your hips and pour that back bend down into a forward bend. Give yourself a moment to hang down and let your back relax. You can take your elbows or your hands around your elbows if you'd like. Now walk your hands around to the front of the mat, shifting the feet, lunge or kneeling lunge. Let's take a twist. Bring your hands to your heart. Hook your left elbow across your right thigh and let this twist spiral around to the right. You can keep your hands in a prayer. You can reach your arms open wide from earth to sky. You can lay your back knee down for added support. Interpret it into the language that your own body speaks. Back around. Hands come to the mat. Let's lay the back knee down, shifting our hips backwards as we straighten the right leg. Close your eyes. Deep exhales of ease. Thank you. Now come forward. Take your hands to the mat. Curl your left toes into the floor. Pick your left knee up. Let's step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling, we're back to downward facing dog. One more time, walk your hands back to your feet. Sun breath. Flow with your breath. Rising up one more time. Bring hands back to the mat. Walk your hands forward. Come to downward facing dog. Let's take our last flow. Left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Walk your hands around to the long side of your mat. Hands come to the thighs. We lift up to stand. Let's revisit the back bend. Make fists at your low back to support you. Rise up, up, and away into your back bend. Carefully coming up, hands shift around to the hips as we pour the back bend into a forward bend. Hang in whatever way is comfortable into gravity for a moment. Now walk your hands around to the front of the mat, turning your feet so they point forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Hands come to the heart. We hook the right elbow across the left thigh, a twist to the left. And then the twist comes back around. Hands come to the mat. Lay the right knee down. Top of the foot to the floor. Shifting backwards. Let's take a stretch into the left leg. With deep exhales of ease. Coming forward, hands come on the mat, we curl the right toes under, pick the right knee up, and we step back now for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. With the exhale, back to downward facing dog. This time, however, we lay the knees down, we slide hips into heels, and we lay ourselves down in that waiting nest of child's pose. Close your eyes, breathe, and rest. Now look to the front of your mat. Press your hands down, curl your toes into the floor. Reach your hips to the sky, pushing back. Take a nice stretch into downward facing dog. And then walk your feet up to meet your hands. Nice inhale all the way up. And we bring hands into the heart. Let's explore a little balancing now. Step onto your right foot, hands at the heart. Pick your left foot up and bring your thigh parallel to the floor with your knee pointing straight ahead. Stand straight and tall. At any time, if you need to step down and start again, no worries. You're also welcome to explore balancing close to a wall for support. Now let's reach arms to the sky. From here, we'll float into warrior three by sending the left leg behind us. You can reach to the front or the sides or the back. Balanced breath, balanced body. Now pull your left knee through to the front again. This time take your hands underneath your left thigh. Stand up very straight, and if you'd like, you can explore straightening the left leg. And now 2 feet to the ground, and before the other side, see what kind of movement your body might like. And let's step onto the left foot. Hands at the heart. We pick the right foot up, bringing the thigh parallel to the ground. Head lifted high. And reaching to the sky, let's drift into warrior three. Send your right leg behind you. Bending the right knee, bring it back through to the front again. Catch underneath. Stand up straight and tall, and if you'd like, straighten the right leg. And then 2 feet back onto the ground again. And another moment to move your body in any way it craves. Now with a nice big inhale, let's reach to the sky. Exhale, folding all the way down. Our hands touch the mat. We walk our feet back. And once again, lay knees to the mat, hips to the heels. Back again to child's pose. Let's walk our hands way over to the right. Hands walk back to the center, and then they'll walk way off to the left. And hands back to center. Walk your hands in towards your knees. Crisscross your ankles. Slip over tops of your feet. And let's bring our practice down onto the mat now. We're going to take a series of forward bends, but before we come forward, we're going to roll back. So you can either roll back onto your back and hug your knees, or you can roll back onto your shoulders and take your feet behind your head. So for the first forward bend, in just a moment, we'll roll forward. And when we do, we'll extend the right leg straight. We'll bend the left knee so that the left foot is at the inner right thigh. So when you're ready now, roll yourself up with your right leg out and your left foot in. As you inhale, feel the length of your body. And then as you exhale, fold over your right leg. Finding ease here, extend your exhalations. Keep your right arm with your right leg. Reach your left hand behind your back. Then circle your left arm up into the sky. And then reach it over towards your right foot in a nice big side bend. And then the left hand circles back up into the sky and onto the floor behind your left hip. We'll step onto the left knee and shin, right foot to the floor. Lift the hips up off the ground and reach the right arm up and behind you. And then come back down. And change of sides. So again, we'll roll back first. So either roll back onto your back or onto your shoulders. So the next forward bend will be exactly the same, just the other side. So when you're ready, roll forward now with your left leg out, your right foot in. Reaching up to lengthen. And then draping over your left leg in a forward bend. Whatever that may be for you, everybody's different. Keep your left arm with your left leg. Right hand reaches behind the back, circles up into the sky, and reaches over toward the left foot in a side bend. Right arm back up to the sky, circling around to the floor behind your right hip. Sip onto the right knee and shin, left foot to the floor. Hips come up and the left arm reaches up and back. And then come back down again. And let's take one more forward bend. So again, either roll onto your back or onto your shoulders. So for this last forward bend, when we roll forward, it will be both legs straight. So roll yourself back up now, reaching both legs out. Inhale, arms to the sky. And exhale, tipping over both legs. Find ease. Your hands up both legs. Catch the backs of your legs. Let's all roll down onto our backs now. Lay yourself down onto the floor. Take a little rock from side to side. Take both hands on your right knee. Lift your left leg up to the sky. Now draw your belly in so you're finding deep abdominal strength as you begin to lower your left leg down toward the ground. Before it comes to the floor, use that same abdominal strength to lift your left leg back up into the air. And then continue slow motion, lower and lift. Lower one more time. And then as you lift the right leg, drop your right foot to the floor. Take your right hand on your right hip bone, left hand inside of the left leg, as you open your left leg now out to the side. Bring your left leg back up, bending the knee. Take your left ankle across your right thigh. Reach around behind your right leg. Draw the legs in toward you, looking for a deep release in the left hip in this pigeon pose. Your hands slip apart, uncross the legs, take your hands on your knees, draw circles round and round, and then circle around the other way. Now both hands onto the left knee, right leg up to the sky. Draw your belly in again, finding deep belly strength as you lower the right leg down toward the ground. And then bring it slowly back up. Lower one more time. And then as you lift the right leg, drop your left foot to the floor. Left hand to the left hip bone, right hand inside of the right leg. Let your right leg drop open to the side. Right leg up, bend the knee. Lay your right ankle across your left thigh. Reach around behind the left leg. Find pigeon pose to go deep into your right hip. Relax your shoulders. Loosen your jaw. Find ease in your exhales. Your hands, uncross the legs, hands on your knees, circling round and round, and then round the other way. Let your feet come to the floor. Spread your arms wide open on the mat. Heel toe your feet away from each other until you feel the very edges of your mat under your feet. And then like windshield wipers, drop both knees over to the right. And then up and over to the left. And slowly side to side. once more, go to the right. And then once again to the left. And then reach down and scoop up your knees and give yourself a nice hug. And it's time now to choose an inversion for today. You could lay on your back and reach your legs to the sky, holding your legs with your hands. You could push your feet into the floor and lift your hips up off the ground in a bridge pose. Or you can lift your hips and legs up above you in a shoulder stand. So choose what might feel nice for you today. Balance, strength, and ease. Slowly, little by little, begin to lower yourself back down onto the mat. And then reach around and hug your knees and rock your body side to side. Now we'll set our feet onto the floor for fish pose. Slide your hands underneath your hips and then stretch your legs out straight. Sit up on your fingertips. Tuck your elbows underneath your back, and then let your head lay back as you reach your heart toward the sky. Now the head lifts first, and we let the fish pose return to the mat. Hands come out from underneath us. Let's stretch our arms to the floor behind our head now. Lace your fingers together. Turn your palms around. Give your body a stretch from the tips of your fingers to the tips of your toes. Now reach down. Grab hold of your right knee. Draw it in close. And then cross it over your body to the left while you turn your head and look to the right. Laying yourself down into this twist and relaxing, releasing with a deep exhale. Finding ease as if your whole body was saying, ah. Allow your left hand to slip away. Roll back over onto your mat. Take a moment to straighten your body out. And then let's stretch again, reaching the arms behind our head to the floor, lacing fingers together, turning the palms around. Now we'll reach down. We'll take hold of the left knee. Draw it into your body. Cross it all the way over you to the right. Turn your head now to the left. Deep exhale, like a nice sigh. Ah. let your right hand slip away to the floor. That last twist rolls you over and lays you down. Again, give yourself a moment to straighten out. And it's chilly, you may want to wrap yourself up as you lay down now for this final relaxation. Surrender your body to the floor. Close your eyes and breathe. Feel the strength in your inhale, the ease in your exhale. It's there, it's a balance, it's a union of opposites, strength and ease. What does it feel like when you're operating in a place of strength? How does that show up in your life? What does it look like? What does it feel like? How about ease? What is that like for you? How does ease show up in your life? What does that look like? What does that feel like? What is that for you? It's not uncommon to be out of balance. In our culture, we often find ourselves operating from that place of strength all the time. It's become a saying, it's become a book, it's become a movie, waiting to exhale. Where are places you might be able to find more of a balance between strength and ease? Are there times you might be able to just stop for a moment and look to your breath to bring yourself more into balance? Take this final relaxation as a time to find the balance you need. Do you need more strength right now in your life? Take deeper inhales. Do you need to find a little more ease right now? Take deeper exhales. And bring yourself into balance. Take a very deep breath in, and then a nice slow exhale out. give yourself a moment now to create your own meaningful closure for your experience today. And then roll yourself over onto your right side. Lay your head on your arm for a moment. Finally, let's meet where we began. Ease your way back to a comfortable seated position on your mat and offer your gratitude for your yoga practice today. And then once again, we'll let our head drop down and roll from side to side. Back now to center. Circle your arms up and into the sky above. Hands meet together. They come first to our forehead for balance in our thoughts today. To our lips for balance in our words. And to our heart for balance in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.